The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 questions on all things that start with the letter P, as picked by Patreon subscriber Alexis Eck, who is my original OG patron. Thank you, Alexis. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. Today's episode is all about P words, that is words that start with the letter P. We've done T words in the past. We've done, I think, W words. And now we're jumping on to P. So this was picked by Alexis Eck, who I said in the intro was my original patron. And Patreon and patron start with P, so that is perfect for today. If you have a topic you want me to do on the show in the future, you can join patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more to make your pick. I have a big spreadsheet going, and there's some great topics coming up in March and April. Here's just a few to catch your interest. My friend Greg Hines wants movies that take place in Chicago in March, and we'll get to that. That'll be a ton of fun. Stuff like Blues Brothers and the movie Chicago. I couldn't think of another one. Jim Fields wants Orange is the New Black, which is about prison and is going off the air after its next season. And my friend Luke McKay would like some Scrubs trivia in April. So that will be coming right around the corner. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of cool things that are popping up on this show. Lots of great topics. And it's all thanks to listeners like you. It's just like WTTW in Chicago. If you watch Sesame Street growing up, they'd say this show is sponsored and made possible by viewers like you. So thanks for listening to this show. Thanks for sharing links with friends. That is a cool way to help me out for free. If you just want to send a link to a friend and say, hey, how many of these did you get right? Listen to this guy's trivia show. If you want to play trivia with me live, that would be awesome. You can go to triviawithbuds.com, click on locations, and you can scroll down on the main page and you can RSVP for bonus points to any show. And you can also see a sample question for the week and all the rounds that I'm doing. Speaking of rounds that I'm doing, next week is all 80s trivia. So this upcoming week, as you're listening to this for the first time, if it's a brand new episode on the day it comes out, you can play all 80s trivia with me. That was requested by two different locations randomly. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. We haven't done it in probably a year and a half or 2 years. So all 80s trivia coming your way. We'll do music video stuff. We'll do movie stuff. We'll do Rubik's Cube and, you know, pop culture toys and things like that. So a lot of cool stuff coming next week, and I'll make sure to record all those rounds so we can put them out as future podcasts. I'll try and take a bunch of video too, maybe put some cool 80s video filters over the live footage that I take. So I was a child of the 80s. If you're new to the show and you don't know me, I was born in 1985, right in the middle in the Back to the Future year. So I am, I was born in the heart of pop culture, the heart of excess and mega malls and all kinds of cool stuff here in this world we live in. And it's going to be fun coming up with some new topics and questions for all those rounds next week. But let's get today's episode underway first. And that is all about P words picked by Alexis Eck. All the answers to these clues start with the letter P. Here we go. P words. Now, none of these are filthy. Okay, they're not no dirty words. There's no part of this episode that I forgot to blank out with the voice of the donkey from Shrek. So no worries, no worries. I know somebody probably listened to that episode with their kids and was like, oh my God. So I apologize if you are a avid friendly family listener for not blanking out some dirty language a couple weeks ago. But hey, it's a podcast and it's free and it's fun. Here's number one, P words, a certain bear named after a London train station. What would that answer be? Number one, a certain bear named after a London train station. Number one. P words number two, a fruit that comes in Bosque, Camas, and Trout varieties. That's Bosque, B-O-S-C, Comice or Comice, C-O-M-I-C-E, and trout, like the fish. Number two, a fruit that comes in Basque, Comice, and trout varieties. Number two. Number three, a cartoon character created by Elsie Chrysler Sagar in 1929. Number three, a cartoon character created by Elsie Chrysler Sagar in 1929. What is that character's name? Number three. Question number four, Rivers, a quarterback on the Los Angeles Chargers. Number four, Rivers, comma, a quarterback on the Los Angeles Chargers. Number four. Question number five, a famous performer with the middle and last names Rogers Nelson. Number five, a famous performer with the middle and last names of Rogers Nelson. Who is that? Number five. Question number six, the term for anything that produces disease and or sickness. Number six, the term for anything that produces disease and or sickness. Question number seven, a type of room in a 2002 thriller movie title. Number seven, a type of room in a 2002 thriller movie title. Question number eight, the dirtiest Peanuts character. Number eight, the dirtiest Peanuts character. Number eight. Number nine, this country's capital is Lima. Number nine, this country's capital is Lima. Number 10, a Craig T. Nelson TV show that started airing in 2010. Number 10, a Craig T. Nelson TV show that started airing in 2010. And for 2 points, the bonus question, palpebration is the term for doing what repeated action with some part of your face? For 2 points, palpebration is the term for doing what repeated action with some part of your face? All right, those are your questions for P words. Let's take a quick little sound effect break and come back with the answers to see how many P words you know. Here we go, everybody. P word answers. Let's see how many of these you got right and wrong. Number one, a certain bear named after a London train station is Paddington. Of course, Paddington Bear, which is getting made into a Nickelodeon animated series, I think, which is kind of based off the movies as of late. That was the look of it to me. So check that out if you have kids. Paddington, the series. The answer was Paddington. Number two, a fruit that comes in Basque, Comice, and trout varieties. That is pears. Pears come in those different varieties. Number three, a cartoon character created by Elsie Chrysler Sagar in 1929 was Popeye. Popeye's been around for like almost 100 years, which is crazy. Popeye. Number four, Rivers, a quarterback on the Los Angeles Chargers. His first name is Philip, kind of like Terrence and Philip from South Park. I have to find a way to get this off of sports so that I can comprehend the name. Number four, Philip Rivers. Number five, a famous performer with the middle and last names of Rogers Nelson, somebody who I didn't grow to appreciate until I was in my mid-20s, Prince. Number five, Prince. Number six, the term for anything that produces disease and or sickness is pathogen. Number six, see what I did there? I said the TH in pathogen in the middle of thickness at the very beginning. Number six, pathogen. Number seven, a type of room in a 2002 thriller movie title, Panic. Panic Room, which I thought was about a little boy and his mom, Jodie Foster. Turns out the little boy was Kristen Stewart all along. Number seven, Panic Room. Number eight, the dirtiest Peanuts character is, of course, Pigpen. Pigpen. He's always covered in dirt, and I don't know why they hang out with that kid. That kid needs a shower. Pigpen. Number nine, this country's capital is Lima, Peru. Peru. Number nine. Number 10, a Craig T. Nelson TV show that started airing in 2010 is Parenthood. Parenthood, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, palpebration is the term for doing what repeated action with some part of your face, blinking or winking. If you did that over and over again, that's called palpebration. And that is also a song by Kool and the Gang, Palpebration. Everybody, they play that at weddings when everybody starts blinking and winking. So those are your questions to the P word round picked by Alexis Eck. Great job, Alexis, coming up with something fun for us to do. Always fun for me to come up with those P words for you guys, or any words that start with any letter, but it gives me some sort of basis to go, oh, how about this? Ooh, how about that? Ooh, how about this? So thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And if you can, share this link, challenge somebody, say, hey, I got 10 of these. Can you do better? You know, that kind of thing. And if you have a topic that you'd like me to do, you can always drop me a line and I'll try and squeeze it in, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or you can guarantee that I do that topic by donating $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We will have some brand new rewards, special offers coming up for March. So just around the corner, if you donate $10 or more, if you join at the $10 or more tier, you will get something very, very cool. And I can't wait to share it with you once I have them in my possession. So get ready for that if you know other people that want to jump on board and be part of this trivia community. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.